Hordes of international reporters waited more than 7 hours today for the release of the investigator Steve Branchflower's highly anticipated Troopergate report. After carefully reviewing the contents of the 200-page document, the Legislative Council voted unanimously to release it to the public. APRN's Ellen Lockyer is at the Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage, where today's closed-door meeting took place. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Lori.
Ellen, I know that you've had a short time to look through the report. What's the main message?
The main message is finding number one, that the Branchflower finds that Governor Sarah Palin abused her power by violating Alaska Statute 39.52 of the Alaska Executive Branch Ethics Act. Now, this is a statutory violation, I would assume.
And Ellen, did Branchflower's findings say Palin's actions were unlawful or unethical?
Well, it doesn't spell that out in so many words. They're very, 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 precise. It says the Alaska Executive Branch Ethics Act. However, it is an Alaska statute, therefore it would be unlawful. And as Kim Elton was saying, there is an extremely rigid definition of, what an executive can and cannot do.
Does the report conclude the dispute over Trooper Wooten was the only reason Public Safety Commissioner Monaghan was fired?
No, that is finding number two. Although Walt Monaghan's refusal to fire Trooper Michael Wooten was not the sole reason Monaghan was fired by Governor Sarah Palin, Branchflower finds that it is likely a contributing factor to Monaghan's termination as Commissioner of Public Safety.
Ellen, have you had a chance to talk to any of the lawmakers who were there?
Yes, I have. I just want to add one more thing. In spite of the fact that the Branchflower finds that there was more than firing of Monaghan was probably triggered by this refusal to fire Wooten, Branchflower also finds that the governor's firing of the Commissioner Monaghan was a lawful exercise of her constitutional and statutory authority to hire and fire executive branch department heads.
And what are lawmakers saying that you talked to today?
Well, I talked to Lyda Green, and she is, of course, one of the legislators that called for this investigation in the first place. Lyda Green called the report soft, and when pressed to explain why she thought it was soft, there was this, it's her opinion. And as far as what's next, I asked her that, and she said that is ambiguous because apparently if the legislature takes action now, they have to do it this session, and then they'd have to go back into special session.
Did you talk to anyone else?
Yes, I talked to Kim Elton. He says he totally agrees with the findings, and that Kim Elton told me that this is now a matter for the executive branch.
And did you get any sense of what happens from here?
That is my big question, and I did ask that of two or three different people. It is a little murky from here because, as Kim Elton told me, now the matter is out of the Legislative Council's hands. Now it moves somewhere else. Where else it will move right now is the question.
All right. Thank you, Ellen, for that update.
Okay. Thanks, Lori.
APRN's Ellen Lockyer reporting live from the Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage.